producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're having, I want to hear from somebody who's gone to IHOP today and had pancakes and left a donation. As I said, there's something kind of cheerful and positive about things like that. I mean, I think it's a very American kind of idea, right? That you give away something free and people leave a donation and it's for charity. And I mean, it just seems like a particularly cool kind of way. Everybody, you know, the best kind of deals are where everybody walks away feeling like everybody got something, right? 855-993-7569. Jacob, I can't tell exactly what we're doing here. Tell me what we're doing here. Are we have a call that we're going to take?
That was some type of weird automated thing. So we're not.
Oh, those you just hang up on those. That's we right. don't. Yeah. Yep. If when you answer the phone, there's that sort of dead space. Say goodbye. There you go. All right. So I thought what we would look at just today, which was kind of more or less on the. To say it was the agenda isn't particularly accurate, since we don't actually have an agenda, but we put Facebook questions up, and so we know that those are a possibility. And interestingly enough, as I said, we started off talking about peas today, and then we had Max and talking about the Peter Pan guy who wanted to remain young while everybody else got older, partially because of his doing. And then we talked with Terry, who was talking about some of the vicissitudes of aging, including health issues and regrets and sort of, what's the word I want, rehabilitation, both physically, spiritually, mentally, all of the above. So one of the questions we put up is, if you knew you were going to live to be 100, let's see exactly what I said. What would you do if you knew you were going to live to be at least 100 years old? Would you do anything differently, I suppose, and why? And I assume that everybody's going to talk about their health, so hopefully all of you went beyond that. But it was George Burns, who lived to be 99, who said that if he'd known he was going to live so long, that he would have, I think he said he would have taken better care of himself or something. My whole thing is, people talk a lot, especially these days, about money. And my whole thing is, I know you can't take it with you, I just don't want it gone before I am. I want the last $25 in my checking account to get a great manicure, so people say, gosh, your hands look great. I know, vain, what can I tell you? Besides, you can get manicures. You can get mani-pedis. That would be an idea that I suppose if I were actually going to get a mani-pedi, which is what I think costs about, you can get it for less than, I think you get it for about 18. Plus tip, that I'd want to make sure that my feet were on display as well. I mean, not just my hands. I want them to say, wow, that's a great mani-pedi. And maybe we could have like a little card in the coffin that people could take of, you got $5 off if you went to my funeral. Bribe people to go to my funeral. I don't know. I haven't planned this out terribly well. But the likelihood of living to 100 is getting more and more so. It used to be, as I said, when I was a kid, that I remember Smucker's on the Today Show was the one who sponsored the Happy Birthday 100 people, and there were maybe 6 or 7 a year, and now there are probably, 6 or 7 a day. So, all right, Jacob, do you have any idea about what you would do if you were going to live to be 100? Would you do anything differently than what you're doing?
I don't think so.
So how old do you expect to live to be?
I mean, I guess I kind of expect to live close to that.
Yeah. Are your parents still alive?
Yep.
Your grandparents?
I only have one grandparent left, actually.
How old is your one grandparent who's still alive?
She is. Oof, that's a tough question. I want to say she's like 80, in that range.
Okay. So all of them, how old were the other three?
My other grandma, my dad's mom, died when he was 18, so I would assume, I don't know what she was in her 30s. She had cancer. My other grandpa just died a couple years ago, so he was in his 80s, and then my other grandpa was like 70-something.
Okay, so and you're expecting to make it to 100, huh?
Yeah, maybe I'm just wishful thinking, but...
Well, I mean, listen, why not?
Yeah, I eat pretty healthy and
good.
Live pretty healthy.
And you don't smoke?
Nope.
You don't ride a motorcycle?
Nope.
Okay. I was going to say, at one point I decided I was going to get a motorcycle, which was, I think I probably just did it to irritate my daughter. Because in medical school we used to call people who rode motorcycles organ donors, and I've seen actually a couple people killed on motorcycles. So they're really fun, but they're really dangerous, especially if there's any moisture in the air and on the pavement. So, yeah, as I said, I have a relatively good shot at it. I have a mom who's still alive who's 95. She'll be 95 this year. And my father was from my father's line, was the line that didn't do terribly well. The oldest person, I think, of either male or female on his side was in their 60s, and he died 3 weeks short of his 91st birthday. So I got a shot. And both of them smoked. So, although there does seem to be this phenomenon that's really interesting about smokers, is that if they stop smoking, after, I don't remember exactly what the amount of time is, but even long-time smokers have a slightly better than average life expectancy. And the assumption is they have somehow survivor genes, that they live in spite of themselves. So my father would certainly be a good example of that. All right, so let's hear what people are saying that they would do if they knew they were going to live to be 100. We all probably should have asked what they would do differently, but maybe not. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Frankie says, who says you're not?
Not I. That's all. She's just taking. She's just taking issue with me without giving me any information.
I guess so.
Frankie, come on. Okay.
She's a hater.
No, just not being very cooperative. Hopefully, she's not, or he, or whichever is not. Right. That's the problem about having a name that is ambiguous.
Yeah. All right. Matt says I'm doing it now, so apparently he wouldn't change anything.
Well, that's not helpful, folks. We have but I guess the whole idea of aging doesn't bring out the generosity in people's vocabulary. Okay, keep going.
There's some other ones coming up.
Okay, good.
Wendy says, save more money for a better quality nursing home.
An awful lot of people are doing that. I've given a couple of speeches at, they're not really called nursing home anymore. I think they're called, Golden Age communities or some such nonsense. I mean, for people, I guess, starting at 55, which 55 isn't all that old anymore, and almost uniformly what they say is the only regret they have is they should have done it sooner. It took all the worry out of their life, all the worry out of their kids' life. They're having a great time. And there are more and more places like this that have wonderful lifestyles. My mom is in a place like that, although... To be quite honest, she went kind of kicking and screaming. She went there partially to rehab because she couldn't be by herself, and then came to love it and has this lovely apartment with a view and a great restaurant there. The food is really good and all sorts of activities. They go to operas and they have classes, and she's taken me to bingo. They think I'm a ringer because I always win at bingo. So there, especially as the population gets older, which it's, believe it or not, it's doing, not only chronologically, but those of us who are boomers are about to explode that whole issue. And so there are better and better places that, although one of the things I try to convince one of my aunts, who was an intrepid bridge player, and she loved traveling. And I said, rather than going into senior housing, what she should do is just book around the world cruise, because you can do it for about the same amount of money or less, and the food is uniformly good. They have medical staff on board. They will fly. If you do a around the world cruise, most of the cruise lines, this was a couple of years ago, I haven't checked it since then, but I can't imagine it's changed very much, would fly up to 6 family members 4 times a year to whatever destination you were at and put them up for free. That just seemed to me, unless you're prone to seasickness. And again, most of those ships are like floating buildings, and they're huge. So you have to have a pretty nasty storm. I know there was a recent example, but that was somebody, I think. That was human error, I think. 855-993-7569. What would you do if you knew you were going to live to 100, if you knew it for certain? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you?
Well, actually, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
my question is, after a long marriage and difficulties that have caused a great divide, how is it that you can reconnect and make your marriage work?
Okay. All right, let me get a little background from you. Are you still married at this moment?
Yes.
Okay, how long have you been married?
27 years.
Okay, how old are you, John?
70.
How old is she?
72.
It sounds like it was not a first marriage for either of you.
Right.
Okay. What are the difficulties as you see them at this moment?
Well, the major difficulty was her family had alcohol and drug issues.
That means her children?
Right.
Okay. How old are her kids now?
Well, they're, I don't know, 50 or so.
All right. Well, is that still ongoing? I mean, are they in rehab? Are they needing money? What's the situation with them now? I mean, I could certainly understand 27 years ago that may have been an issue when they were in their 20s, but presumably, is it still an ongoing issue?
Well, after dealing with them, we went into grandchildren who, unfortunately, we had one who passed away from drug addiction.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
And how old was the grandchild?
30.
Okay.
But the issue is the abandonment. The issue was so much effort from placing all the emphasis on the grandchild for years during all of the turmoil created a tremendous chasm in the marriage.
Do you have children from a previous marriage, John?
Yes.
How old are your kids?
40s, late 40s.
And none of them had similar issues?
No.
So is the disconnect primarily on your part or on her part at this moment?
Well, it's on my part because after years of, I guess, being abandoned, so to speak, I've just had enough.
You know, you've heard me talk about my theory of the French Revolution before. You know, the French Revolution happened after the reforms. Watts happened after the Civil Rights Act was passed. And to a certain extent, you kind of are reminiscent of that for me in that once the problem, I mean, it sounds like the child who was the funnel for all the emotion and all the energy and all the money and all the concern is no longer an issue. So there's really a possibility of a different kind of relationship, and it's the most unstable time, whether you're talking about societies or races or individuals, when you see where you were and you don't want to go back. And where you are is better, but you don't see the way clear to really improvement is when things become the most unstable. And it sounds like that's where you are now. It's where the term dysfunctional family originated, is that people studied alcoholic families. And what they found was when the person went into rehab and stopped drinking was when the family deteriorated. And you'd assume that this is something that everybody prayed for, literally. And when it happened, not only was it not positive, but it was very destructive. And I think it's for that same reason. As you see where you were, you don't want to go back. You can't believe you put up with it for that amount of time. And there's also a resentment of, okay, if you can do this now, how come you couldn't do it before? But also not understanding how to get to where you really want to get. So does she want to continue the marriage? Is she feeling that the marriage has some value at this moment?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so it's... go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm the one who initiated you know, I want to end a marriage.
Well, but it sounds to me, are you ambivalent? Because the first thing you said to me is, how do you reconnect? So do you want you want out or you want in?
Well, I do think about it. And I guess the greatest fear I have is I'm just never going to have the same kind of feelings ever.
Okay. Well, but you hear, I just kind of described your situation without, in sort of more geopolitical terms than that this is the most unstable time. So my question to you, and it has to be the question to yourself as well, is do I want to give it a shot or not? Because at this moment, John, it's not even about your marriage. It's not even about your wife. It's not about your grandchildren or her kids. It's about whether you're willing, when you look at it, is it willing to take the risk? And that is going to be determined by what it is that you want. If you're saying, can we go back to how it was 30 years ago, my answer is probably not. Just because, if nothing else, the two of you were not the same person that either of you were 30 years ago. So the question then is, what are my goals at this moment? What is it that I really want? And what's the likelihood of achieving them? And how much effort and how much time, and the two are not unrelated, am I willing to invest for that payoff? But you can hear it really starts with the umbrella question is, am I in or out? But that's determined on what it is I want specifically and what's the possibility, what's the probability of achieving it. That second question of what's the probability is probably going to involve talking with her about it. But you can't talk with her about it till you know specifically what it is that you're looking to establish at this moment. For example, if you picked two areas of your marriage that you thought were the most disappointing at this moment, that where there's some possibility of improvement or change, what two areas would you pick?
Well, intimacy, of course.
Wait a minute. Does intimacy mean sex?
Both.
Okay. If we're in addition to sex, what does intimacy mean? What kinds of behaviors?
Oh, I think just being contented in the same space.
Contentment is an emotion, not a behavior. So what kind of behaviors could she offer you that, and let me just give you a couple of examples so you know what I'm asking, which is, for example, if she would come and hold your hand or come and sit next to you when you're watching TV. Think about it for just a second. You hear the music. I'll be right back to you in just a moment, all right? So you can contemplate what kinds of behaviors we're talking about, and I'll be right back with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with John, who has some, he's really at an important, if uncomfortable, crossroads in his life and his marriage, where he's feeling like the passion and the energy in his relationship got diverted to his wife's children from a previous marriage who had some drug and alcohol issues, and then to their her grandchild who overdosed several years ago. And he's now saying, okay, can I reconnect? And I'm saying, well, you know, you got to either be in or out. And you don't have to be in or out forever, but you have to decide fundamentally, am I willing to give it a shot? For how long? Under what circumstances? Because at this moment, if I said to you, do you want to stay? I mean, you're not happy in the relationship right now. So staying on a forever basis may not make any sense. But if you're feeling, I don't have the energy, I don't have the commitment to try and revive this, then you don't want to kid yourself or her or anybody else. So that's really where you are. And I'm saying, well, the way to evaluate that is to say, what are my goals here? And you're saying intimacy. And I'm saying, does that mean sex? And you're saying partially. Well, sex we understand. Although we can go back and say, under what circumstances? Does that mean that she's supposed to take an initiative? Does that mean how often are you talking about? How likely is that to happen? We can go there in a minute. But let's talk about the more abstract part of intimacy, of what kind of behavior would indicate to you an acceptable level of intimacy on her part?
Well, so... she's willing to do all parts of intimacy, and I think for me, I'm at the point I don't want to take the risk, because if it fails, then it's a no-win situation.
Well, but if you don't take the risk, it's a no-win situation too.
Well, I don't feel I want to.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a different question. And I think the question there is, okay, what happens if I just go through the motions? If she wants to hug or kiss me and I don't really feel like it, is there a way for me to behave that doesn't completely turn her off, that isn't completely counterproductive, but that acknowledges the fact that I'm not there yet? Because if you're not willing to make any concessions, if you're not willing to try anything, then you need to admit that to you and to her, and you walk away. Because it's, you don't want to torture her, and there may be a part of you that says, okay, well, for all those years that I wanted you in my life and you were someplace else, you weren't there for me, why should it be there for you? But there's no particular reason to torture somebody at this moment. Do you hear what I'm saying? So
I do, and I think, yeah, that's the adult response.
Well, but sooner or later, I mean, we all have a little petty part of ourselves, but we have to at least acknowledge that. I mean, it depends on what you want at this moment. And I don't think you've really made that decision, to be quite honest. I don't think you've made the decision, am I willing to try? Because if you are, then you say, all right, I'm willing to try for this amount of time, under these circumstances, with this kind of payoff.
You know, I love the way you get right to the point. So.
Oh, well, yeah, good. I mean, I don't want to waste. Look, that all of us at some point get where we're saying, okay, is it worth it to me? And no one else can answer that for you. But you have to understand that the no is always the easy answer, right? I don't want to be heard. I've spent enough time. And I think there's a part of us, you talk about the adult part and the child part, if we say, I don't want to play anymore, that maybe they'll up the effort and that'll make us feel better. It's not the way to behave, because the risk is just too high. What we have to decide is, bottom line, John, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And again, it's not a forever statement. It's, do I want to stay for, am I willing to give it to the end of the year? And if so, under what circumstances? And communication becomes crucial at this moment, because you have to be willing to say to somebody, I'm willing to spend 6 months assuming that we have sex 3 times a week, you initiate it at least twice, you make your mother's lasagna at least once a week, and I get a back rub on alternate Wednesdays that begin in months that start with an M. I don't know, you know, whatever it is. And she can then say, well, I'm willing to do everything except the massage. I'm willing to do it in months that start with A. I mean, so you have some basis for discussion, but you have to go into it wholeheartedly, or it's a waste of time. You did not hear me suggest therapy, because a therapist can't make the decision, do I want to go or do I want to stay? And I have certainly no argument with therapy, but I don't want there to be a rehashing of the last 27 years, because it'll get you right back where you were, and all that resentment will just bubble up again. So this is not the moment, from my point of view as a therapist, to say go into therapy. If I were your therapist, I'd say, because I am your therapist at this moment, what do you want? and what do you want specifically, and how much are you willing to commit to it? And if you're saying, well, I could be hurt, yeah. I mean, one of the first things I say to any client who comes to me is look on the back of the door. What do you see? And they say, well, there's nothing there. And I said, that's the point. There is no insurance policy on this. That I can guide you, I can nudge you, I can help you on this. I can't do the work. I can't make the commitment. I'm not going to suffer the pain. I'm not going to enjoy the pleasure except intellectually. I'm willing to help you, but the commitment has to come from you. And it doesn't have to be a lifetime commitment, but it needs to be a specified amount of time and effort. And there are going to be days where you're thinking, what the hell am I doing? And that's the time you need to remind yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it for... Not for her sake, but because this is what I wanted, and I want to be able, if I have to walk away, I want to be able to say, I did everything I could. So that's, but it makes no sense to give it a half-hearted try, because it'll fail. And there's no point to set yourself up or her up for failure. That you, if you're going to go into it, you need to have specific goals, specific time frame, good communication, and an open heart, which is going to make you feel very vulnerable. But that's the recipe. And if I could change it, I would. If I could say, well, all right, here's the way to do it so you're not going to get your feelings hurt. There's no way of doing it. So that's your dilemma at this point. Those are the questions you need to ask yourself.
So I'll have to stop in somewhere and buy courage.
Well, you need to maybe go off by yourself someplace and say, what if, and I'm not against, well, I'm telling you what I was going to say, but I'm not going to say it. That sometimes, here's what I want you to do intellectually, as opposed to physically. Sometimes a couple can get over the hump of do I stay or do I go by spending some time apart from each other. Because it can help you understand, inevitably, the first couple of weeks are either relief or panic. And then the next several weeks after that are the opposite. So if you panic to begin with, there'll be a sense of relief. If you're relieved to begin with, then you'll panic. And then there's a smoothing out of, okay, if this were to be my life for the rest of my life, how would it feel? And you can see why getting involved with anybody else under these circumstances is poisonous. It's just completely distracting. It will give you not only no usable information, but a whole lot of misleading information. But so to go off by, the reason I wouldn't suggest it here is I think the two of you are so disparate that it doesn't buy you anything, but you do need to take maybe a day or two and go contemplate, not your navel necessarily, but your options. How would it feel to not have her in my life anymore? And she may say at this moment, under any circumstances, John, I'll do it, but she won't. The human being, I mean, at some point she's going to, in the same way that you're fed up at this moment, that it's just not how people behave. There has to be some payoff on some level for people to stay involved. So the question is, what do I want? What's it worth to me? And what's the cost-benefit ratio? And so you're right. It is courage. I don't think you can buy it, but you may need to discover it. And one of the ways we can discover courage is to understand what the alternative is.
Well, all right. I'm going to take all that to heart.
Okay. Well, I'm here. I mean, you can, if you forget any of it, you can go to drjoy.com in about, 20 minutes or so, and you can download the conversation and play it whenever you need to.
All right.
Or you can call me back, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. You know, you can hear that it's not an easy decision, and it's you know, really easy for someone to say, oh, well, you know, you've invested this amount of time. But the question isn't how much have you invested thus far, although 27 years is not nothing. But the point is, how much more are you willing to invest, and under what circumstances, and what's the expected payoff? The payoff is just as important as anything else, but it has to be specific. It can't say to feel better, or it can't say to be happier. Because there's no way of assessing that. There's no way of codifying it enough to be able to say, okay, it's working in the right direction. We're making progress or not. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
That is true. We've got some really cool DVDs coming out this week. The first one is the Peanuts movie, and when I reviewed this, it came out the same time that James Bond came out. And as far as I was concerned, both of them had the same problem, which is how do you take a 40-year-old franchise and reinvent it so that you don't antagonize old fans, but you bring in new fans. And I thought the Peanuts movie did a terrific job of it. I mean, for those of us who love Peanuts and who of us don't, I mean, it's. I just thought it was terrific. This is Snoopy gearing up for an epic aerial battle against the Red Baron. The stakes are especially high. The Beagle needs some help if he's going to defeat him. Charlie Brown is about to finally undertake the all-important and daunting task of telling the little redhead girl just how he feels about her. Okay, so we've got major challenges. So there we've got Linus, Lucy, Sally, Marcy, Peppermint Patty, Franklin, Schroeder, Violet, and Pigpen, who are all going to help out. I just love this movie. I just thought they did a terrific job of it. And it's only, what is it? I think it's like 90 minutes, 88 minutes. So they actually did a better job of finding a new heart in an old franchise and bringing it up to date. I just thought it was lovely. And your kids will love it. So Peanuts the movie. If you didn't see it, get it on DVD. Okay. In the Heart of the Sea, I also like this. It stars Eye Candy, Chris Hemsworth. It's narrated by the first mate on a whaling ship, and this basically looks at the real story behind Moby Dick. You know, I got to admit, this one, especially what we know about whales and whaling and boats off Nantucket and that whole industry in the 1820s, I must say I kind of rooted for the whales. Chase and his crew are attacked by a massive sperm whale, one that capsizes the ship, leaving the crew stranded in lifeboats. The remaining crew attempts to paddle their way to South America. Their numbers are dwindling because of starvation and dehydration. Chase's account is accompanied by that of Thomas Nickerson, a teenage cabin boy and one of the only people to be rescued after 90 days of dying on the open ocean. Cillian Murphy is also in this. Brendan Gleeson, who's always wonderful. Ben Whitcham, Tom Holland, Paul Anderson. I kind of like this. It's directed by Ron Howard. It didn't do terribly well, to be quite honest. It's a little over 2 hours. It's an hour 22. The scenes at sea are wonderful. I don't know why it didn't do terribly well, but it didn't. This was another movie that I really liked that no one else liked. It's called Victor Frankenstein, starring James McAvoy, who, as far as I'm concerned, could do no wrong, and Daniel Radcliffe. Igor, the hunchback assistant to Victor Frankenstein, has always been a prominent figure, but his background and inner life remains shadowy. Now he speaks for himself to tell his tale of his own broken childhood and the path that led him to Victor. He shares a fresh perspective on the doctor and his strange experiments while acknowledging how important Victor was to him as he struggled to overcome the pain of his past. Guess who plays Igor? Daniel Radcliffe. I thought without Igor, Victor might never have been able to successfully complete his most famous and earth-shattering of experiments. I love this. I thought it was fun and smart, and Daniel Radcliffe as Igor is heartbreaking. I just thought it was a terrific movie. It didn't do terribly well either. And I'm not sure why not. Maybe people wanted to see Harry Potter or something else. You got to admit that Daniel Radcliffe, as a young actor who's worth gazillions of dollars, has done a terrific job of becoming a really accomplished actor. He's done Broadway a couple of times. He did Equus. He did How to Succeed in Business. He's a nice guy, but he's little. But he's really one of those actors that seems to have. The Brits do a better job raising kid actors than the Americans do. Ours all get a little loony. Macbeth. I love this Macbeth. It stars Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard. I thought it was terrific. It's set on the moors. This is not Elizabethan. This is Scottish. And you have to remember, the Scots at this time were pretty kind of primitive folks. Macbeth, a Scottish duke, is told by three witches he will become king. The thought of being king and the influence of his wife lead him to murder Duncan, take the throne. Guilt and paranoia lead to more murder, civil war, and the eventual madness and death of both Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. Okay, I gave away the plot. How many of the actions of Macbeth and Lady Macbeth are precipitated by the couple's inability to have a child haunts the background of the story. David Thewlis is wonderful in this. David Thewlis is wonderful in everything. But I thought this was the really quintessential Macbeth. I loved it. I thought it was smart. And Michael Fassbender, this is not your grandmother's Macbeth. This is a completely different, bloody, historical I thought it was wonderful. I don't think I reviewed The Benefactor. I think that comes out this weekend. This is an interesting movie that's a little off-putting. Dakota Fanning, Theo James, Richard Gere are in this one. A wealthy man survives a fatal car accident, takes the lives of his two best friends. He reconnects with the daughter of the couple who were killed. He finds their orphan daughter newlywed and pregnant. Out of guilt, or maybe something a little more sinister, he decides to lavish the newlyweds with his wealth. The couple soon finds that his generosity is crossing boundaries and leaving them feeling uncomfortable. This is the kind of role that Richard Gere was born to play. I mean, he's wonderful, and he's a little sinister, but a little charming, and he is really, whoever picked him out of the crowd when he was a young man, Gigolo, and then Officer and Gentleman, really had their wits about him. He is really aged gorgeously, and I think is also a really good actor. So there you go. You've also got a bunch of TV that's out on DVD, which you're on your own about this. Louis, the complete season. Community, the complete season. Mm-hmm. Rookie Blue, the final season. Manhattan, season two. Television, you're on your own. All righty, 855-993-7569. You've also got Grease Live, in case you missed it. I actually tried to watch that for a while, but there was not enough singing and too much crowd or something. I didn't get it. I didn't think it was all that terrific. But do the release of the week, as far as I'm concerned. The Peanuts movie is great. I don't know. I loved Victor Frankenstein. I'd probably have to choose Macbeth. I mean, I thought Peanuts was great, but after all, it is a cartoon. But you should see it. First of all, every high school, as far as I'm concerned, every high school kid in America should see it. It really makes you understand what a great storyteller that Shakespeare was. And a lot of kids grew up not liking Shakespeare and not really understanding it because they don't understand the language. So this one, you can understand it. And it is, especially for teenage boys, this one, Bloody in Tooth and Claw. You'll have a great time at it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.